Welcome to Morsi Therapy. My name is Brian Morsi. I just want to share a quick story with you. Earlier, I was taking a walk with my daughter. She was riding her bike. I was walking, trying to get my exercise in, my steps. And there was a point to where she kept getting a little ways ahead of me. And, you know, when you work on the sidewalk, you know, there's streets in between and cars coming up and down the road and that type thing. And, you know, the parent trying to be the good parent, trying to watch out for your kid, making sure your kid doesn't get hit or ran over by a car or whatever it might be. You kind of keep them and try to keep them out of trouble, try to keep them safe. And so, you know, I understand a lot of times, you know, she just basically wanted to get out and she might have wanted to see how far she can get from her dad. She might have wanted to experience some stuff on her own. But, you know, her dad was always there watching for her, making sure she didn't go too far, making sure she didn't run into any kind of traffic or anything like that, to make sure she didn't get hurt. And, you know, on another analogy thing, you know, when you're growing up, you always want to be part of a group, part of a crowd. You don't like being left out. So you tend to, you know, if you do get left out, you tend to get your feelings hurt or get upset, get mad, and maybe overreact. But there's something that happened to me this past week, and something that was going on, I wasn't invited to, which is typically no big deal. As I get older, things tend to bother me less and less. But in this case, it did bother me a little bit. And, you know, it hurt my feelings. I was sitting there thinking, you know, I would like to do that. I would like to be part of that. And, you know, and I was just kind of upset, irritated about it. And I really was mulling over it. It was getting to my head a little bit. And there came a part to where, you know, I was just trying to take my focus off of it, trying to clear my head. And not until today, which that was a couple days ago, not until today, have you ever had one of those, you know, all of a sudden, you know, your head's clouded with all this different things, you know, you're upset, you're mad, frustrated, whatever it might be in life, things going on at work, whatever. And all of a sudden you get this light bulb moment to where something just pops in your head and you're like, oh, okay, now I understand. Now I can figure out this whole equation. Now I can figure out this problem at work, whatever it might be. I had one of those today when I was in Sunday school. Not really thinking about the issue at hand, but it was just a time with the speaker talking about the message of the classroom, and it was just like a light bulb popped on in my head, and really. Felt like there was like a 50-pound weight lifted off my shoulders. And just like me with my daughter, looking down the road, and I can see when danger's ahead. I can see when, you know, she need to slow up or come back this way toward me so I can make sure that that car that's going down that side street doesn't hit her or she doesn't hit this pothole or she doesn't go down this route, this path. I actually had that happen to me. I just didn't see it. I was too worried about all the things that I wanted to do. I was looking at, I was being left out. I was looking at, I was, my feelings were being hurt. I was getting angry and I was making it all about me. And God said today, and he just gave me a clarity. And he showed me that by being there, that's not what he wanted me. That's not where he wanted me to be. People that may have been part of this may have had bad intent. may have had maybe things were happening there that I didn't agree with. And it dawned on me that he saved me from something today or this in the past here lately that I would have felt uncomfortable. Maybe being there. Maybe he was actually saying no this whole time when I was wanting everything to say yes. I was wanting things to be my way. And instead of like today, me looking out for my daughter, God was looking out for me this whole time. And I couldn't see it because of the things I wanted. And I am so grateful. As soon as that light bulb went off, I felt 50 pounds lighter. I felt amazing. I felt like, okay, I get it now. And man, I've said this before in the past that it would have been a whole lot easier if God just could have audibly told me that you may not want to go this way. You may not want to go down this path. You may not want to go down this way because you may run into stumbling blocks. You may run into things that you're uncomfortable with, that God is uncomfortable with. And I'm so thankful that he put those roadblocks in front of me, that he said no, even though I felt hurt. I felt like I was being put out. And this whole time, he was the one that was watching out for me. And something that possibly, not saying that it was or it's not, I'm not upset about the whole situation, but what other people may have meant for bad, for evil, God meant it for good. And as long as I've been saved, there's never been a part, never been a day that God hasn't taken care of me, that God hasn't been there for me, that God hasn't, I may not understood it at the time that it was happening, just like this weekend, but I am so thankful that he knew better than me. And I just wanted to share that with you. I'll catch you on the next episode.